I'd like now to welcome Erica Scharf. She's a filmmaker. Her documentary, Up Heartbreak Hill, will screen at Tipton Hall on Monday, the 19th of March at 6 o'clock, sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So this film is about Navajo teenagers and their decisions about what to do with their lives and what is happening in their lives. How did you come to make this film?
So I actually grew up in New York, and growing up, I had very little contact with modern Native life. There were no Native kids where I lived, and almost everything that, you know, I learned about was sort of in a context of long ago. It was a history lesson, and so I was really curious. There seemed to be a dearth of information about modern Native life, and that was sort of the impetus. And so I had read about some kids on the Navajo Reservation who were these phenomenal runners, and being an amateur runner myself, I was really interested and drawn to that. And so I started making some phone calls to local principals and coaches to see if there was interest in working on a project like this, and the response was really overwhelming. And so that was sort of the beginning. I made a scouting trip out and wound up meeting Thomas and his dad and Tamara and her family, and the film sort of grew from there.
Thomas is a great character. He's a Navajo with a pink mohawk, and he's a runner. And I was thinking as I was watching it, I mean, you know, we're here in New Mexico. Anybody who will be watching this film, many of us have lived here for a long time, and so it's such a different perspective because you are an outsider, and a lot of these folks in the film are probably more familiar to us, even non-Indian people living here in New Mexico. One of the things that I was struck by in the film was the subtext of cultural loss of language, ways of life, a situation where the best choices really often are assimilation, going to college, things like that.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, what was so interesting about the situation that these kids were in was that, on the one hand, their story is really universal. You know, they're high school seniors, and they're facing a huge decision. But for them, that decision is laced with a lot more significance than I think it is for kids in other parts of the country. They're figuring out, how do we balance being, you know, sort of modern mainstream Americans and also holding on to our traditions and our culture. And that's so important to them. And you can see that, you know, they're so connected to their family, to the community, to the land. And so it's really, you know, a unique situation that they're in, where they're sort of trying to figure out, how do we go out and pursue our education, pursue other opportunities, you know, and still remain connected to where we come from. And there's, I think, a lot of pressure on this generation to sort of, like, go out, get these skills, and then bring them back. And they're trying to figure out, how do we do that? Because they very much want to sort of be the leaders of their community and help figure out, where do we go from here? But that's the large burden for any 17 or 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, there's that question, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, not that we'll necessarily have a chance to follow up, but these kids are in college now. They were in high school when you made the film. What they end up doing, whether they end up coming back to the reservation or whether they end up going out and doing different things with their lives. Do you have any sense of that so far?
No. Right now, Thomas is in Albuquerque, and Tamara's actually on the reservation, going to school there, and Gabby's living in Arizona. But I think that, you know, the question is still very much up in the air, you know, for them. I think that they all have sort of that push-pull where they want to go out and see what else the world sort of has to offer them, but at the same time, they want to come back. And you know, I know that Thomas and Gabby, even though they're not living on the reservation right now, do travel back, you know, often and see their family, see their friends. You know, I'm not sure where they'll wind up, but I think that they'll always sort of be kind of figuring out how to strike that balance.
The film is called Up Heartbreak Hill, and it screens at Tipton Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design on Monday, the 19th of March at 6 in the evening, sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute. Erica Scharf is the documentary filmmaker, and you will be here. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will be at the screening and around afterwards for a Q&A and a reception. And I believe that some of the kids will be here as well.
Excellent. Good. Well, we look forward to meeting you. Thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.